Hey friends, welcome to Discovery Land. Hey, would you do me a favor? Let's stand up, let's worship God today. Oh, that'd be awesome. Let's praise God. Okay, now it's time to get ready for the big God story. So let's put on our pay attention glasses. Oh, you've got them too. Excellent. Let's use our listening ears. Yeah, it helps. And let's zip, lock, and button. Ready with me? Okay, we're going to zip, lock, and button. Okay, so as we get ready, let's pray and ask God to help us. Dear God, thanks for being with us today. God, we'd ask that you would help us listen today and learn what you want us to know. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, today, friends, have you ever had to wait for something? Think about that for a second. We spend a lot of time waiting, but did you ever have to wait for something and you just can't wait for it to happen and you couldn't wait another second? Yeah, me too. Yeah, it's hard. It's really tough. Well, God's people were so impatient and they thought that they couldn't rely on God and they wanted a king. So God gave them Saul as their first king. Finally, you'd think things would work out because they got what they wanted. But no, Saul was a good king at first, but then he began to ignore God, and he didn't have a heart that trusted and obeyed God. Now, God knew this was going to happen because God is provider, and he had already planned to provide David as king for his people, the Israelites. So when the time came, David was born. He grew up to be a young man, and the Bible says he loved God with his entire heart. That's pretty cool. Now, all of his heart. That's kind of a funny thing to say, right? Now, who knows where your heart is in your body? Do you know? Yeah. Okay. Now, it's kind of right here in the middle. All right. And, oh, can you feel it beating? Maybe a little bit. Yeah. And so that's where our heart is. Now, when we say a heart, right? That's the muscle in our bodies that pumps our blood and helps us do all kinds of great things. But it also can mean something too, a little bit different. What if I said that I loved grandma and grandpa with all of my heart? Would that mean that I wanted to see them sometimes or as much as possible? Yeah, of course. So when we say I love you with all my heart, it's kind of a big deal. We're saying as much I love you as much as I possibly can love you. And so that's what God wants from you and me. He wants us to love him as much as we can love with all our heart, with all that we are. Pretty cool, friends. So God told Samuel that it was time to find the new king, and God was going to provide. So Samuel was God's prophet at that time, and he said, if I go and pick a new king, Saul's going to hear about it and he won't be very happy because he is the king and he likes being the king. So God said, go to the town of Bethlehem where a man named Jesse lives and invite him to join you in worshiping me. So that way the king won't know what's going on. So guess what Samuel did? He did. He followed directions. He went to Bethlehem and told Jesse to bring all of his sons with him. And God said to Samuel, line up all of the sons, and I will tell you who is going to be king. So the oldest son, Eliab, came in, and Samuel said, aha, this is the one God has chosen. He's really tall, and God likes tall people, right? Well, God said, nope, Samuel, it's not important what they look like or how big and strong they are, but how much they love me. So King Saul was big and strong and taller than anyone around, but he didn't love God with all his heart. Now, so we go through all the rest of the sons, and Samuel says, is this the new king? And God says, nope. And then finally he gets to the end and goes, wait a minute, are there any other sons of Jesse out there? There was one more. There was David, and he had to be called in from watching the sheep. And God said that this is David. This is the one who's going to be the next king. He will follow me and obey me with all his heart. I have great plans for David, and he will lead my people. Pretty cool. So God chose David as the next king of Israel, and he knew David had a heart that loved and trusted him. Friends, when we choose to follow God, he provides what we need. No matter how big or how little you are, no matter how strong or how tall, God will provide for you, just like he provided for the Israelites and gave them a new king, David. And you know what? If you follow Jesus, we're all children of the one true king. And who is that? That's right, God. He's our provider. And that's something we need to celebrate. So, friends, God provided the Israelites with a new king. So why did he choose David to be the new king? That's right. God chose David because he loved God with all his heart. That means David loved God with everything that he was and all of his life. That's pretty cool. And God provided the best king for his people. Hey, can you think of some ways that God has provided for you? You can shout them out loud if you want. Yeah, that's pretty cool. God provides what we need because he loves us. So let's take a moment and pray to God and thank him for all that he has provided. All right, you can do that right now. Thank you, God. So let's hold our hands. It's time for our blessing. Children, may you know God as your provider and love him with your whole heart. All right. Thanks, friends. We'll see you next time.